Taking a look first at your local and regional news. Mackenzie Health System is hosting Healthy Living Together virtual sessions over the next few months. Online registration for the free event is available at www.mackenziehealth.org. The sessions will take place from noon to 1 p.m. They can be viewed via Zoom or during a call via your cell phone. The Healthy Living Together events are also recorded and shared via Mackenzie Health System's YouTube channel and Facebook page. And another local and regional news. A 34-year-old Carsonville man is scheduled for sentencing on April the 17th at 1:30 p.m. in Sanlac Circuit Court from a domestic incident that occurred on January the 17th. What started as a breakup ended with shots fired and Joshua Peter Benke facing criminal charges. Benke pled guilty to domestic violence and assault with a dangerous weapon. The charges stem from when a 41-year-old Deckerville woman and her children between the ages of 6 and 13 fled a residence on Lori Road in Bridgehampton Township. Benke and the female victim had been involved in a short-term relationship when he asked her and her children to leave. While complying with his request to leave, Benke then shot at the woman's vehicle. For his guilty plea, the prosecutor's office agreed to dismiss the charges of one count of assault with a dangerous weapon, three counts of weapons felony firearm, and one count of weapons firearms reckless use. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at your national and international news right after this.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Taking a look now at your national and international news. President Joe Biden's latest plan for student loan cancellation is moving forward as a proposed regulation, offering him a fresh chance to deliver on a campaign promise and energize young voters ahead of the November election. The Education Department on Tuesday filed paperwork for a new regulation that would deliver the cancellation that the Democratic president announced last week. The regulation has to go through a public comment period and another review before it can be finalized. The regulation is a more targeted proposal than the one that the Supreme Court struck down last year. Conservative opponents are still threatening to challenge the new plan, however, which seeks to cancel or reduce loans for 25 million Americans. And in other national and international news, defiant and determined, House Speaker Mike Johnson has pushed back against mounting Republican anger over his proposed U.S. aid package for the Ukraine, Israel, and other allies. He also rejected a call on Tuesday to step aside or risk a vote to oust him from office. Johnson said he is not resigning after a testy morning meeting of House Republicans at the Capitol. The embattled Republican speaker is pressing forward with plans for voting this week on the U.S. National Security Aid Package, a situation that would force him to rely on Democrats to help pass it, over the objections from the weakened majority. Democrats are not opposed to the plan, but they are waiting to see any details before giving their support. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can go online to thumbnet.net.